Long time no see, everyone. So, I've recorded a podcast just over a year ago that I never put out for you guys. And life has been pretty crazy in between then and now. And it just never happened. So, I'm gonna include it in this podcast episode. Let you guys listen to it. It's definitely gonna answer some questions as to where have I been, where have we been, what's Grindworks been up to. The short is not much, but a lot, all at the same time. So this was recorded August 29th of 2021, and it is currently September 5th, 2022. So over a year ago. A long time in the making to get you something, and really it's just been, I've known it's there, and I've done nothing with it. So, this podcast is a very optimistic take on what was going to be happening for the last year, and it didn't exactly pan out that way, but I'll get back to that in another episode. I talk about juggling work, family, jams, moving, and a new job. I don't have a house still. Essentially what I was planning for when we recorded this was two moves in one. We were going to be moving from Pittsburgh to Binghamton, and that, like, living temporarily with my parents and then moving again when we find a house. We might be close to that, but we're not there yet. So, there's still another move to be had. You'll hear more details on that as you listen. This discusses the planned, very well planned in advance, pass down of the Pittsburgh Jam to Keystone VMX. Keystone Crew. So, you know, there was some drama there in 2022, but it was planned and it was supposed to be Keystoned. So just know that. Maybe Jash and I'll have another discussion here at some point and we can really go over what happened. It was definitely planned to be slow, and I told you guys that in this podcast. Problem is, you never heard it. So, if anyone's been wondering where we are, that's my bad, and I apologize for that. It's just been interesting. So, this podcast mentions, you know, the jams being a lot of the time for the scene, and you know, for the guys that don't get out and ride a lot. And that's me now. So, I've ridden very little. Although we've taken a couple of trips here and there, it just doesn't feel, I don't know, it doesn't feel good to be riding all that much. Like, I really want to, but I haven't ridden enough to feel comfortable. That's what I mean by not feeling good. Being on my bike is still awesome. So, ironically, in this episode, I say I won't listen to it. But since it's been so long since I recorded it, I did feel that I had to. That's how I kind of know what I'm talking about in this. Now, it mentions shirt idea. Two shirt ideas. One of them just dropped. I just put it up earlier today, yesterday, something like that. And it's actually live for sale in the store. And I'll leave a link for that. And then I mention also in this some wax that was poured and ready to go. And I was going to put it up when I put this podcast out. So I never did that either. That is live now. It's on the store also. And Yeah, I'm just going to shut up and let you guys listen. Hopefully hear from you soon. Anything on this, I'm going to be trying to do more with Grindworks, with the podcast, with some updates as to what's going on product-wise, all sorts of stuff. So reach out, stay tuned, whatever you think. I'm not going to put a wrap-up at the end of this, so just listen through what's there, and I'll catch you next time. Thanks.
Alright, I wasn't ready for that, but this started recording as soon as I hit the record tool. I didn't get any interface or anything, so that was a little bit interesting. But we're going to roll with it. So, this is AV, Andy, whatever you guys want to call me. But, wow, my brain totally crashed out because I was not ready to start recording. Anyway, I don't know what episode this is. I should know that. I don't. I'm driving in a car, towing a trailer from Binghamton to Pittsburgh on a return trip right now from moving. This is probably the first time a lot of you are going to hear anything about this. And I know I've been talking on different podcasts, sometimes in code, sometimes just passively about different things, either work-related, family-related, riding-related, all of that stuff that ties together and gets, you know, tricky to navigate. And, what the heck is this doing? All right, there we go. So, you know, I haven't really talked about it in the meantime, but I've known for a little while that this was happening. It happened right before all the jams happened, that I was offered and accepted a new position at a different company, which would entail moving from Pittsburgh back to the Binghamton, New York area. And that's a lot of work. It's a lot normally, and it's seriously a lot when I was trying to juggle jams and, you know, existing work and family and all sorts of other stuff going on. And I've been thinking about how am I putting this podcast out, thinking about recording it during the week, this week, from my, you know, office and everything, right before I tear it all down. And I'm sitting here listening to other people's podcasts while I'm driving. The very last one I just listened to was Different Spokes, and it was a real short episode about how BMX is fleeting. And shout out to Matt Smith for that one. I finished that episode, listened to the tune that he cranked at the end, and started another episode of a different podcast and thought, you know what? Why am I going to find a million reasons throughout the week to be too busy to record this when I'm sitting in the car? So, here we are, just kind of winging it cold. But yes, I am moving. So I've already loosely talked about some of this stuff with different people. The Pittsburgh Jam went awesome this year. Although I didn't do a great job of promoting it or acquiring sponsors and stuff, but you know, just consider that I was offered and accepted the role right before the jam. So think about, you know, what might have gone into prior to that. I had a lot on my plate, and it did cross my mind to just not have the jams this year. But that it's not about me for the jams. It's not about what I want to do. It's not even really about Grindworks at the bigger picture. It's always about the scene, first and foremost, and the people, the riders, the friends that you don't see all the time because you might hang out in different crews or cliques, or, you know, maybe you're the guy that doesn't get out to ride all that often, because, frankly, that's been me lately, too. So, you know, I really wanted to make sure that that still happened. And moving forward, you know, I've always continued to plan the Binghamton Jam from Pittsburgh. But I have solid grounding there. You know, we have Cam up there kind of holding it down. Even from just a light duty level, you know, he can't always be doing the heavy lifting and everything because, you know, some of that is just situational, but I run the store, I do all that stuff, so how would he be able to do much more than that? And then I also have all the programs and everything, so, like, he could maybe do a little more, but I also didn't ask him to this year. Anyway, that wasn't really the point. I've got Cam up there, I've got Derek up there, I've got Derek Nelson. I've got my brother up there, Matt Vargason, to, you know, help facilitate some of the stuff that needs to happen with a jam. And then I've been in Pittsburgh to coordinate that jam and make that happen as well. And I'm not planning on continuing that in the reverse manner. You know, I'm not looking to plan a Pittsburgh jam from Binghamton because it's too much. It's a lot to do things like that, and it just doesn't. It always feels like it's last minute and panicking to get anything done. So I don't want to do it. I have spoken with Jash, Keystone Crew, Keystone BMX, and I believe that next year he and Keystone will handle and run the Pittsburgh Jam. I would love to have had some time to talk to him about that and get, you know, some back and forth banter, a little bit of chat and whatnot, but I just don't have the time to do that right now, and I really hope we can make that happen once I'm settled back in. I'm saying a lot, and it drives me nuts, and now that I mentioned it, you guys are going to hear it too. Or I'll just sit quietly instead of saying So, when I get up there, I will not have a house. I know I've spoken a lot on this podcast in the past about home repairs, different stuff I've been doing. You may have seen some different photos of my studio, desk situation, all of the monitors and multiple computer setup that it is. That will temporarily be going away for a simplified situation while I move back into my parents' house, while our existing house is selling, and then after that we will begin shopping for a house. So this move is really crappy in a way. It's like two moves in one, having to go from Pittsburgh to a storage unit to get out of our existing house so that we can sell that and I can start my new job. And then as soon as that's solidified a little bit and we do sell the house and I've got the free cash back in hand, that we are able to shop for a house that's not just buying the first house we can find, but finding a good house for a studio space and or, you know, maybe some ramps or something else, because I really need to have some workshop area. And I just don't. Even at my existing house, I have the studio, and it's awesome, and I built that desk with every intention of having a little bit more space than I even did, but you always find ways to fill things. So I had an awesome desk space, and then because I had an awesome desk space, I bought a nice full-color printer so I could start doing more designs and different stuff. And then after that, I bought the vinyl cutter, and then I was able to make more stickers and everything. That all takes desk real estate. And that's not something that, you know, you can just continue to expand on when you have a limited size house and you're trying to get everything done. Then I also had, you know, a workshop space with some workbenches and whatnot. And that was cool. I was able to pour wax. I was able to do anything else I needed to do, press buttons. Man, I did a lot in there. But again, it would be really nice to be able to set up and do other things. I've got some cool ideas. Space is going to be of the essence, especially in the short term while moving back into my parents. However, all of this sounds semi-negative from a Grindwork standpoint. And it's going to be slow. That is for sure. I've already slowed everything down. I've taken a lot of things down off the website that some of you may or may not have noticed. Simplified what's available in the store. As far as the Pittsburgh and Binghamton jams went this year, I went overkill on the stuff that was included in the giveaways just to help thin out what I have and have to move. So, we're going to have a very limited store selection for the short term. I not only have to move, but I'm also now figuring out a new job. Well, will be. And the ins and outs of that. And it, you know, it is a better job. It's more responsibility. I expect that is going to take more of my time. But the schedule might actually allow me to ride more often. And then on top of that, there's the entire element of family situation. So the way things have been for the last couple of years, having Ryder around, and Rachel is a stay-at-home mom and does an awesome job with that, but that's a full-time job to be a stay-at-home parent. She does not get breaks. She doesn't get to just have any time for herself. So if I tried to flip that and thought, hey, if I went to work every day and worked my full 8-hour day without taking a break at all, and then instead of coming home and having any decompression time at all, I just kept working. Even though someone was available to relieve me, if I just kept working because they didn't want to or they had something cool to do, which is what it's like when I get out of work and I go ride, and Rachel's stuck at home with Ryder. And that feels really stupid, but it's not like we have, you know, an equal amount of breaks. So instead of going riding, for the most part, I've been going home and not being what I feel like is productive in my own personal life and interests and everything, which is not good for me either. So, I am hopeful that since we're going to have family around, we're going to have some of that support system that we've never had since Ryder has been alive, but we also gave up even between ourselves when we moved to Pittsburgh. I'm hopeful that it's not going to feel like such a burden to go do cool things, whether it's, you know, just me going riding, Rachel going out and having something to do with her old friends or new friends, and Ryder staying with some of the grandparents or cousins or uncles or anything like that. I just think it's going to provide more opportunity to go do cool things. Now, on top of that, of course, I say Binghamton, but it's not really Binghamton for me. It's Vestal. And what is in Vestal? HCS and Derek. So I foresee a lot of cool things to be coming in the near future. I think Derek and I will be able to do a whole bunch of stuff. Obviously, Cam and I will probably ride a bunch. Sam's a short distance away, so it'll be like, you know, the whole gang's getting back together, and we should be able to do some cool stuff. I feel like this podcast is draining me. So where does that leave us? It's just going to be slow for a little bit. There's going to be a learning curve. I think just about the time that I'm getting settled back in, I'm going to be totally uprooted and disrupted again. So aside from maybe some audio only or quick podcasts here and there, don't really expect too many video component episodes of this podcast, and I say that as a precursor to something that may or may not be happening with my brother Matt, that I don't really have a ton of info on, but I know he has plans that he's fully set up for that fell through, and he got a little bit bummed, and then that was all right around the time that I was figuring out that I was in fact going to be moving back there. So now he's a little bit fired up, got some cool ideas that he wants to do as well. So I'm looking forward to the opportunities and possibilities in front of us. Riding-wise, I don't know what this means for the super short term, because I think I'm going to be real busy. Which sucks, because even the Binghamton and, well, Pittsburgh and Binghamton jams, I don't normally get to ride all that much at the jams, but I also don't feel like I couldn't ride at the jams, and I definitely felt like I couldn't really ride at the Pittsburgh jam because I hadn't been riding. Since the Pittsburgh jam, I have, you know, I rode at that jam a little bit. We had some sessions the next day. Then I've had a little bit of riding around in between then, and then I got to ride at the Binghamton Jam as well. So it has not been terrible, but I don't feel like I'm riding well or capable of riding well. And I know I've made comments in the past that it feels like riding is just to not lose any more tricks. Since the last time I rode, that isn't even the case anymore. It's just like, I just need to get on my bike and ride. And, you know, listening to that episode of Different Spokes that I just mentioned, the BMX is Fleeting episode, Matt was talking about a knee injury where every time he pedals, it's eventually your knee just runs out of gas and there's nothing, it's got nothing left. And I feel that. Both of my knees are like that right now. And some of it, it'll spiral because you have a knee injury and you have to keep it strong in order for it to not really cause problems. But using it hurts, so you don't use it as much, which then it's not as strong, and, you know, I don't need to run that circle back. You see exactly where that's going. Where are we? I don't know. Is there anything even else to talk about? Is that even the right words? Anything else to even talk about? Yeah, that might be better. Let's see, we talked a couple episodes ago on another While I Was Driving podcast. Recorded differently, though. But we talked about pegs and pricing and material costs, all of that. I have not circled back to that, but I know that material is starting to go down a little bit. Or was, but now I think they expect another rise. There's a loose possibility that I could get slightly more DIY in the Grindworks efforts, being closer to HCS, that I may be able to facilitate some of this work actually myself, rather than utilizing a machine shop. And I love and hate that idea. I would love to be able to do that stuff, but when I look at the limited amounts of time I already have to do any of this type of stuff, I think, is that really my best way of using my own time? And that's where I'm like, I don't know that I want to get involved in that. Especially where it might have to happen anyway outside. You know, there's so many processes all that happen. There's the machining, and then there's heat treat, and then there's sandblast, and then there's black oxide. And, you know, if I take over only a component of that, does it even really save any? Sure, it'll save labor dollars, only because I wouldn't be paying myself to do the work. And in a way, you almost get, like, it's easier to justify how you end up somewhere when you just paid outright for all of it. So, I don't really know. I don't have any, you know, moving forward plans. Maybe doing some myself will be like a fun side project in the near future. I just don't really know. excuse me. Oh, I feel like I hate these podcast episodes where it's just me talking. You know, I get when you're talking to someone else, like, people don't like to hear their own voice anyway, and I'm no different than that. Against, you know, what it might seem like, I don't love hearing myself talk. At least when I'm talking with someone else, there's value in it, and, like, a discussion and something builds. In this, it's like you're listening to me think, and that's, and talk, and then I'm the only one talking, and if I gotta listen back through any of this, it's just not happening. I'm not listening to it. This could come out sounding like absolute trash, and I'm not gonna listen to it, so I don't really have anything to say about that. So yeah, no updates on pegs. I've got a couple of shirt ideas, but in this whole moving process and everything, I am pretty spread thin at the moment, and I can't facilitate making them happen this moment. And I'm not sure until we get situated back at my parents' house that I'm going to have room to be doing that. So, you know, I don't want to get a bunch of shirts printed up and then have to store them where I don't have room to do that either. I've kicked back and forth the idea of a small rental office or workshop space, but I'm kind of trying to figure out where I need to land as far as a house goes. And my family needs to land. And then talking with some other people, something about like an Ice House V2 type thing. There's a lot of things that could be happening that are really cool that I can't get too involved or invested in at the moment that I really do want to. So, kind of leaving this at a we'll see in that regard. Anyway, talked about pegs, talked about shirts. We do still have some of the pocket tees available, although limited sizes. If you want one of those, hit the website. They were popular when we released them. To be fair, I do a real bad job of promoting them, as I don't like to be annoying about that stuff. Like, you know, you guys all know, pegs, shirts, blah, 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 stickers, whatever, we have them. If I showed up every time and I'm like, buy our pegs, buy our shirts, no one would ever want to talk to me, ride with me, have anything to do with me, so I try not to do that. But if you're stoked on the stuff, like, you know, sometimes you do need a reminder. So here's a quick little ad. If you wear shirts, I have a product for you. If you grind on bike pegs and you prefer them to be metal, I have a product for you. We have a product for you. If you like stickers, you might like our stickers. I don't know. I haven't even posted anything about this yet, but last year for the jam, so this would have been 2020, I got a new wax mold, and I started making a smaller little wax. And I only did a small pour of them, just to do them. No, it wasn't. Wow. It was not 2020, it wasn't 2019. Might have been 2018. That I poured these, so holy crap. Okay, so I prototyped this wax out of this mold 3.5 years ago, which seems crazy, and then never did anything with it. I gave them out, I never branded it, I never put the name or the packaging or anything on it. We just gave them out at that 2018 jam. So, once I got my workshop at my current house that we're selling set up, I poured a whole bunch of them, did all the packaging and branding, and packaged them all up, and never posted them for sale. So, we have a new wax that once I get situated, maybe I'll get it posted in the online store. Because I know that they're already up there. So even if I posted them right now and then you guys ordered them, I'm not around to ship them. So, haha. I actually might, for the next 2 weeks or so, totally close the online store. Just so that I can move and get situated and not have orders lingering out there. And I will decide on that. I don't know yet. I'm just thinking out loud now. Anyway, new wax. Should be cool. It's a tiny little one, like good pocket size. Keep in a bag. You know, you're not going to prep a new spot, but if you got some of those old spots that you haven't ridden in a bit, this is going to be a good wax for that. You know, quick, fresh coat, and you'll be back to grinding like normal. Anything else going on with actual grindwork stuff? I mean, we haven't made hats in forever. We talked about that I wanted to do them last year, didn't get to it. Again, that might be the case this year too. Right now would be about the time to have them on order so that they're ready for the fall. Most likely not happening. Moving into next year, I would really like to do a proper, like, say, spring release and maybe be in a house. But if I'm in a house at that point, I'm probably going to have house-related things that I need to do and blah, blah, blah. This is all super long way of saying that things are about to get complicated. And I think for the better. Game streaming pretty much going to be, like, off for a little bit. You know, might play some games of Pipe with people or something, but that's really... I'll be on, I'll play games, but I'm not going to be streaming anything for a little while. I don't know. Send me questions if you got anything, like... Send them DMs, send them in comments here, we can address them. Maybe I'll post a follow-up. I might do more of these short little pods as I'm driving. I think I'm going to have a few more trips back and forth. And that really facilitates a lot of time for me to sit here and think. But it makes it tough because I can't outline and then just read from an outline or, you know, fill in the blanks on my own. So I gotta be driving. Also, I'm not used to driving on a trailer, especially on my car. A trailer that's at least 3 feet wider than my car. But, yeah. I've got a couple of opportunities in the next week or so before I really have to tear my office apart and move that maybe I can squeeze some real interviews in and have them either ready to go or whatever. But this one's going to go up first. And if I can get a backlog of some interviews and then release them periodically, that would be amazing. Make it feel like something's happening, even though, you know, we're kind of in a holding pattern. I don't really know. I don't know what we're going to be able to come up with. And I don't know. I don't want to do them just to do them either. Like, if I'm not emotionally and mentally invested in being able to facilitate that, doing an interview just to have an interview queued really sucks. And there haven't been many that have been that way. But I can think of maybe one or two where I did it just because... I had talked about it and then wanted to, but then when it came right to it, I wasn't really ready or something. You know, I would have loved to have had a little bit more time and, like, been able to do a lot of stuff better over the last couple months. There's also a bunch of people that wanted, and they wanted it too, and I wanted to have them on an episode, And just because of the way my schedule has been recently with the whole interview process and all of this stuff, we have not been able to make these things happen. So a bunch of Pittsburgh interviews that I would have loved to have happened that might have to happen remotely or may not ever end up happening, but I really want to make something happen this week. I just, again, you know, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot as far as timing and everything goes. But, yeah, I don't know. It's probably about time to wrap this one up. I'm sure I could come up with some other stuff to talk about, think about, blah, blah, blah. But I don't have it. I'm not there. As I said, like, I was looking at the recording tools and just started recording. I wanted to see what my options were, but here we were. And obviously I didn't have to use that one. I could have just ended it, but I'm okay with being put on the spot like that, so. If there's nothing else to talk about, and I'm not thinking of any, then we're just going to call it. So, you know, it's going to be slow. Hit the Grindworks Instagram. It's at Grindworks_BMX. Hit that and, you know, check out what we do get to post here and there. Should pick up shortly after I get up there and everything. If you want to see the inner workings and more personal stuff, check out at GrindworksAV. And, you know, there's other socials too. I'm sure you'll find us. But that is going to be it for now. So take it easy, guys. Catch you next time, whenever that happens to be. Later.